I heard you had a relationship with Jocelyn. You had sex with Jocelyn.
I didn't have a relationship with Jocelyn, but we did.
Y'all smash?
Fuck around, yeah.
Oh, shit. How did that go?
Oh. He juicy.
Liking girls has been a thing for me throughout the years.
How was it?
What, when we fucked?
Yeah.
Oh, that was wild. She had been trying to pass at me for a long time, even back when we was working and stuff.
Right.
Dancing. And I ain't never really paying no attention. And then, you know, I'm a money-getting person. So, you know, a bitch had to pay what they weigh.
Oh, so she cut you a check? Damn.
At the time, she was sexy.
Right.
I feel like, you know, so it happened, it happened.
What you think about that Big Lex and Jocelyn situation?
She actually hit me up after that situation. She said she thought she saw me there. She said she thought she saw somebody with a pink wig there.
It wasn't you?
I wonder. But I didn't understand it. It was kind of weird how she hit me up about it. I'm just a real bitch. I wouldn't have been able to stand there and be like, you fighting the person that I'm...
Right, right. She
I double triple dare a bitch to play with me. Because listen, we not on Love and Hip Hop no more. This is real life, okay? We in Miami, G. We in Miami. We in Miami, G. We in
Miami. We in Miami. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What it do? It's your boy Stunt Lifestyle, and you are watching the We in Miami podcast. And today we got a very, very special guest. We got the rapper, influencer, and reality star best known for her role on Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. We got the real dime piece, Jessica Dime, in the building.
Oh, I'm feeling
good.
I'm feeling great. I'm happy to be here. Thank you for having me and my girls.
Yes, and we got some beautiful, beautiful ladies in the building. Ladies, let me hear you say hey.
Hey.
Ooh, I like that shit. That was cute. So, and they're on your new show coming
out. They're on my new TV show called The Mint.
Okay, we're going to have to get into that.
Yeah, we got to get into that on Now That's TV.
Facts. Now, before we get into it, I got to ask y'all, where we at?
We in Miami.
We in Miami. Yeah.
Looking for the sugar daddy.
Now, Don Peace, tell me about this show you got on Now That's TV. What can you tell us about it?
Well, The Mint, that's the name of it.
The Mint.
Yes, because I'm Dime, and where do they make dimes? The U.S. Mint.
Oh.
So The Mint is meant to be a play on words to where I say, like, excuse me, I'm hoarse. They had me turned up all night.
Oh, you was lit last night. Yeah. Where you was at last
Booby
night?
Booby trap and all shit. That type of thing. But the show is basically The Mint, and I named it The Mint because I'm Dime, and I feel like I'm the make and the mold to a lot of things that's come behind me.
Right.
And I wanted to make and mold women who are exotic dancers, who are strippers,
right,
who want to get out the club. Sort of like my situation. I was a dancer, and then I got signed to my deal with Flo Rida.
Right.
And then I went on to do Love and Hip Hop and other things, businesses and other things. So I wanted to provide a platform where girls who are currently exotic dancers, who are talented, could get out the club.
Right.
If they wanted
and that's
to.
Crazy because, like, I tell people all the time, like, a lot of dancers, they stay in the club forever. I'm like, look, you need to invest this money and turn up with it.
Exactly. And that's what The Mint is all about.
Right.
It's all about leveling up, empowerment, and just I wanted to give a piece of me to some other women.
Right.
And try to help along the way.
So how many girls will be on the show with
13
you?
Girls.
Wow, it's going to be crazy.
13 girls in one house. I've never been in any type of experience like that before. And to tell you the truth.
I know, that's crazy.
It was so stressful. I didn't even have no voice when I left the house.
I know your voice was gone.
It was gone. They stressed me out so bad.
Because I know, like, Now That's TV, man, it be some crazy stuff going on there.
Listen,
what can we expect from this show? Like,
and then that's the thing. With me getting with Now That's TV and the network, I was looking like, oh, shit. Because I came from Love and Hip Hop, but it don't get that raw on Love and Hip Hop. If it did, I would have probably stayed on longer.
Right, right,
I get with the shit. But Now That's TV is real, raw reality.
Right.
And that's the thing I like about it, because it ain't no scripts.
Right.
It's what happened is really what happened.
Right.
It can't be made up what happened
right
in the mint house.
Right in there.
It can't be made up. It can never be done again, and it has never been done before.
Right.
That's what it is.
But let me ask you, speaking of Love and Hip Hop, Why didn't you go back to Love and Hip Hop? Did you not want to go back, or did you not get a call back, or like what happened with Love and Hip Hop?
Damn, you good. to tell the truth, I feel like in Love and Hip Hop, I wasn't I'm grateful still now today for my opportunity of Love and Hip Hop.
Right.
For Mona, for all of them. But when I got to a certain point on there, after I'm giving them a child and giving them my engagement and giving them my life, I feel like it was a certain respect that I didn't get. You know, it all started at the reunion, the last reunion. I had just had my daughter, and I had a C-section, so I was still, like, kind of fat. I didn't feel like myself. And they wouldn't give me my makeup artist. And they only didn't give me my makeup artist because the production lady wanted to use the makeup artist. And she wasn't even on camera. I felt disrespected. That's the reunion. It's lights all over us. I'm fat. I just came from having a baby. Right. I don't feel secure. I want the makeup artist.
Son.
I did, for real. And I wanted the makeup artist that I felt comfortable with. And I made a big deal out of it. Mona called me. She was like, the car is outside. You need to go outside and go to the reunion. And I said no. And after that, it's like they get a bad taste in their mouth if you don't come to the reunion.
Right.
So I didn't get my letter back to come to Love and Hip Hop after I didn't come to the reunion, which is fine.
Would you go back on?
I stand on what I did because you got to respect me. I'm on here. You're not on here. You're not on TV. I was going through that stage where I wasn't feeling myself, and I wanted who I was comfortable with. And I felt played. So after that, you know, I got an offer from Marriage Boot Camp.
Right.
And I had to call Mona and kind of, they didn't want to let me out of my contract. So I had to call Mona and kind of put a bug in her ear and let her know, like, I really done spared y'all. It's stuff I could have been and said that I ain't said. So let me out my contract.
So did they let you out?
They did. I ended up on Marriage Boot Camp, me and my husband. And it's, I don't have no bad blood against them.
Would you ever go back on?
Absolutely not. No way.
Oh, shit! Oh, so Trina called you like, I want you to get back on this show. You wouldn't do it?
Trina?
Yeah, Trina.
I'd do anything for Trina.
Yeah, I do it with Trina.
Yeah, you know, that's...
Shout out to Trina, man.
Shout out to Trina. That's my heart.
Yeah.
So, And you probably done gave them folks some game by saying that. That's the only person that could ever get me back on Love and Hip Hop.
Right. Trina make that call. She might can persuade you.
Call. It's happening.
Shout out to Trina. We had her on the show, man. She's lit. That's dropping soon.
Shout out to Trina.
So... what's going on with this new show?
I need everybody to subscribe to Now That's TV. It's an app. You can go sign up, subscribe, because don't be getting left out talking about, oh, I didn't see the show.
Right.
And then we're going to drop the auditions episode, because I had auditions in Atlanta at Onyx.
Ooh, I know that was
a live auditions. It was so lit.
Now for the auditions, what they got to dance?
Gorgeous was there.
Where y'all from?
I'm from Memphis.
Oh, you from Memphis too?
South Memphis. Ohio.
New England.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, look, before we get into it, we got a good show for y'all. I got so many questions to ask. How about this? Everybody introduce yourselves and tell us what you do for a living. And for the people that don't know, it's been hiding on the rock, man. Dime Piece is lit everywhere. But won't you let them a little bit know, like, how you first blew up?
Oh, wow. How did I first?
When did you first go viral?
Media Takeout.
Mm.
Do you know they lied on me? The first time I went viral, it was a lie.
What about what?
They said I was messing with Neo.
Neo?
Yeah. Oh, shit! I was out with Trina. That's the crazy thing about it. I was out with Trina at the club.
Yeah, and Neo was with you.
Neo, no, he wasn't with me.
But he was with y'all group.
He came over there to just show love and speak. Right. And somebody took some pictures. It got to...
Was he like in your ear at night or like...
He be in everybody's ear. Neo is friendly. He talks.
Yeah.
So he was
talking to
Trina.
I heard a few stories, yeah.
Yeah, he talked to Trina, but I guess that wasn't a juicy enough story. They had never really seen me before.
Right.
And he was talking to me, saying stuff to me, and they took some pictures. And the next day I woke up, I was on Media Takeout saying I messed with Neo. I didn't even know Neo like that. Trina know Neo, but he came over there to like show love and speak.
But would you smash Neo though?
Never.
But would you though?
Not. Nigga, I'm married.
You married, right?
But even back then.
But if you were single.
No.
Okay.
He not my, you know.
Yeah.
That wasn't my speed. But
you look like you like hood niggas. You don't want no R&B nigga, do you? She look like she like a nigga with a gun on the dresser and shit.
I like a real nigga.
Yeah. Suck a dick, motherfucking dick. She want a street nigga. Suck a huge or small.
I was ready for that to come on.
What's all this? What you doing with the mic? You know, you had some.
Look, you better know how I got married, baby. I can suck a dick. I can suck a dick.
Now, hold on. Now, look, Don Peace came in here fly, though. Hold on. Now, we do something called the outfit check on the show. You got to stand up, show us a fit. Give us some music. Let's see this fit right here.
Hold on, because you know I got the mic.
Oh, shit. We in Miami. Do a little spin for us. Oh, she busting out that thing. We in Miami. Now hold on. Okay, you got a Christian Dior slide song.
And my purse over there too.
Right, we right.
For the dusty hoes.
Now, what about you guys? What's your name? What do you do? And show us your outfit.
My name is Gorgeous. I'm entrepreneur. My hands be on a lot.
Not my hands be on a lot.
She said her hands be on a lot.
Gorgeous is a player.
Now Gorgeous came up in here. Show us his fist. Stand up.
I had this problem out of Gorgeous in the house. On,
yeah. Oh shit.
Yes.
Damn.
Yeah.
She don't even gotta turn around. You can see it from the front. Now what about y'all? What's your name? What do you do?
My name is T and I'm from Ohio and I dance still.
Turn up. What's your fit look like? Don P says she wanna see the fit. Oh
yes.
Shit. You're a stallion. How tall are you? About 5'11".
Oh my god, that's an insult.
5'10"?
No. I really look that tall.
Maybe it's
I think
the heels.
I'm 5'3". She's probably like
5'3". You 5'3"? Y'all got some heels on. Okay.
I'm 5'3".
I'm 5'6".
She got
5'8".
Oh,
T Hollywood. That's T Hollywood.
Now, what about you? You came in here busting out that dress.
Oh, yeah. I can't do no fit check this time.
You can do a fit check. Just, like, cover your top area.
It's the bottom, too.
She ain't wearing no panties, and I'm just over here going off because it's just like, you ain't learned nothing in the house.
I did. Oh, shit. We were supposed to be going out, too. I didn't know we were going to be in the
house. So you going to go out with your pussy out?
I mean, no. It's
see what I'm dealing with?
She got that thing out. She ready to turn up. We in Miami.
That thing hanging. We out here in Miami.
Let's see.
Come on, Shay Marie.
Just hide it. Oh, shit.
Just keep it light.
Yes, yes.
Turn around.
You got to turn around for me. There you go.
Yeah.
Now we in Miami. We in Miami.
Not me encouraging the miss.
Now, how you keep your body looking so good? You just had a...
I had a son. He's one. I just had him.
So you got your daughter's 5 and your son's 1.
Yes, with blessing and wisdom.
I like those names.
Thank you. I love them.
That might be my favorite group of names I heard.
That's my world.
We need to pull a picture up of the babies.
Yes.
Now, is it difficult balancing motherhood with all your entertainment projects?
It is. But it's difficult, but it's necessary because my kids are my everything. So everything I do, I'm doing it for them. Right. So I just look at it like that. Even though I'm trying to balance and be there, I still got to be there. But it's not even that because they have a dad. So right. Their dad is always with them when I'm not with them.
Right.
Or, you know, their grandma or something like that. If we
How long you been married?
6 years.
You been married for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
What's the secret? You know, in Miami, everybody's single. Like,
I think it's a secret of being like best friends. Mm. We already knew each other. We right. grew up together in Memphis. We met along the way, kept in touch along the years, and kind of went back and forth for a while.
Right.
And then when we came back together, it was all straight.
Right. So for the people that don't know, what does he do?
Well, he's a retired NBA player. He played in the league for 14 years.
Oh, so he got that check.
He don't got to never touch nothing again in his life. He with his kids. And
right.
It's good because we both from Memphis. He know what type of chick I am, and he respects it.
Right.
It's not like he came in my life trying to change me around.
Right.
He respect who I am.
He let you be yourself.
Yeah, he appreciate who I am. And at the end of the day, I feel like you had 14 years in the NBA. You got plaques, you got trophies, you got pictures with all the greats.
Right.
You played with all the greats. So I want the same thing to be able to show my kids.
Right.
My accolades, my plaques, my stuff.
Right.
For why I've been gone. So that's why he respects it. Because it's like, I'm chilling now. I'm retired.
Right.
You do your thing.
So is there a secret like in the bedroom?
I feel like in the bedroom.
Because like what, before you answer that, what percentage of sex do you think matters in a relationship from 1 to 100? damn, she said 100. She like, look,
I definitely
sexist. Everything.
I think not.
You gotta be the hoe. You gotta be to your husband. You gotta be the hoe. You gotta be.
You do gotta be a hoe to your husband. I agree with that.
You gotta be a freaking nasty slut with your husband.
Yes. What a hoe? Damn. What all does that include?
Everything.
Listen.
Everything you think them hoes gonna do, you gotta do it for that man.
Everything.
Well, husband,
it's certain things my husband ain't gonna deal. Ain't gonna, you don't play with him like he a real nigga.
What you mean?
Like certain things
the
don't.
Ass,
we, yeah, ain't no touching his ass.
Niggas don't like ass.
Nah,
I bet not.
Now hold on. We ain't gonna ass shame here. Now you said real niggas don't like ass. Now
I know my nigga don't.
I know like where I come from. Right. Don't touch my ass. Like, a nigga don't touch my ass.
So, all right, so if you got a dude and, you know, you giving him head and you get a little bit lower to the balls.
I'm
you
not
going to
go low.
But you go to the balls, right?
I'm not going to go to the balls.
But the balls is fine.
I suck on the balls.
Right, like,
so y'all ain't never like lifted it up to the little gooch area right underneath the ball?
I ain't going
to
fuck with that. That's too close to their ass. I don't want to offend it. I wouldn't do that. A Memphis nigga sprang on your ass. Bitch, fuck that got my ass on.
But, all right, so what you think about Sookie on the song when she says she eating a nigga's ass?
Yo, the song's so bumping though until she gets to the pie. I eat a nigga ass. But that's her.
Well, niggas in Memphis, when that song come on, when that part, they stop dancing.
I don't think they be like dancing at all during the whole song. But I respect her artistry. You know, that's how she feel. That's what she want to say. I don't see nothing wrong with if that's what she want to say.
Right.
If she eat a nigga ass, she eat a nigga ass.
Okay, but all right. So I know your husband a real nigga. He not into that.
Mm-mm.
But I'm saying, like, yeah, let's say your husband was to ask you to do that for him. Would you be with it?
Baby, I had that ass bit over. Nigga. Baby, I do anything for my husband. Because he do anything. He do anything for me. It's right. Just that's what it is. That's my best friend. That's my heart. So we liked it. Whatever.
What's y'all view on that? Y'all got quiet. She said no. What
you wouldn't
say?
Do it if it was your husband and he wants you to.
If it was my husband, you got to shower. We gotta make it.
Baby, my husband want me to lick that ass. I'm licking that ass. But I know he not. So it's just like
we in Miami. What y'all view on that? I'm not letting y'all.
See,
long.
What
y'all
I want to know,
y'all.
I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't call myself like an ass eater, right. But I will say like I have ate.
But
a
you
ass
ate some ass, okay?
I
yeah,
have.
Yeah. Can we give her a round of applause?
Yeah, for being a real bitch. So that conversation wasn't for me.
Right. So
the niggas who wanted to, who
right? Nah. You ask it because I'm about to ask the same thing. Go
no,
ahead.
But yeah, was they real niggas?
Right.
No, like, but that's the thing. Like, it's not a certain look. Yeah, it's not a certain aura. It's not anything particular. Like, you would never know the motherfucker that you thought wouldn't
be
probably
the one.
Really like those are the ones. They just probably act like that
because I brought some street niggas on here that was saying that shit. I brought some real killers on here.
You think any man would want their ass?
I wouldn't say any man. There is a few people that, you know, don't, but I'm telling you, it'd be the ones that be like, nah, I'm not with that.
Trick Daddy like to get his ass ate.
You know, I was with Just We Trick yesterday.
Shout out to Trick Daddy Team Booty Gang.
Today, that was delusional.
Look, Hitmaker came on. He said he liked to get his ass ate.
I love,
you fuck with Hitmaker?
Yeah, Bird. That's my day one.
Who else? Ghost Kid, bunch of people.
So Bird said he liked his ass ate.
Correct, yes.
Okay.
And Hitman said that too?
Hitmaker.
Hitmaker.
But that's
the
same person.
Bird.
That's the same person.
That's Young Bird.
Oh, no. I thought you were talking about somebody else. Somebody else. Never mind.
So, okay. Just quick question. Then we're going to get back into it. I'm just curious. So, for the nigga that you ate his ass, how did that happen? Like, he told you, like, baby, I want you to eat my ass? Or you was like, yo, let me try this on you?
I'm like a daredevil type. So, I like to push whatever situation to the limit.
Oh, shit! Oh, shit!
So, you know, you just, you know, you start where you start, and then you just kind of go down and you play.
Was it anybody we might know of?
Down
it?
Again. Now, that'll be some tea.
Any celebrities? Do we have a confession song?
No, we don't need it.
Nah, but I mean, now I know it's been some rumors about you. Like, I heard you had a relationship with Jocelyn. You had sex with Jocelyn.
I didn't have a relationship with Jocelyn, but we did.
Y'all smash?
Fuck around, yeah.
Oh, shit. How did that go?
Oh. He juicy.
liking girls has been a thing for me throughout the years.
How was it?
What, when we fucked?
Yeah.
Oh, that was wild. She had been trying to pass at me for a long time, even back when we was working and stuff.
Right.
Dancing. And I ain't never really paying no attention. And then, you know, I'm a money getting person. So, you know, a bitch had to pay what they weigh.
Oh, so she cut you a check? Damn.
At the time, she was sexy.
Right.
I feel like, you know, so it happened, it happened.
Raise your hand if you're single in here. Who's single?
I wouldn't say I'm single.
Everybody in a situation? Okay, go
saying
ahead.
I ain't married.
Yeah. But she no, like, you ain't going to fuck my bag up. Go ahead.
I will say.
all my niggas watching this shit. You about to get me fucked up. Go ahead.
Never said I was single. But no, I believe in like relationship incentives. I think I'm like a little bit different when it comes to stuff like that. I think that if you really want to spend especially if you've been together for a while, if you want to spend the rest of your life with a person, you have to understand that it's merely impossible to think that he's only going to just be sexually interested in you. A man is still a man. So I think that, you know, it's not something that has to happen, you know, on an everyday basis or as often, you know, as other people may do or whatever. But I do believe in like incentives. Like if y'all are, you know, doing good on a birthday or, you know, something crazy every once in a while, just to kind of spice things up. Like, right. I think that is very necessary. I really do.
A threesome is necessary?
Bring the yes, bitch. Yeah. Okay. It is.
But I would do
it. I don't think it's necessary. I think it's like,
it's not,
you know,
necessary.
It's like you must have a threesome today, for your relationship to work.
Especially in today's generation, you got to understand that things don't go the way that things used to go. So a nigga is bound to cheat. And to think of the rest of your
sweet
life.
Toxicity.
Like, you're spending the rest of your life with a man. You see what I mean? So versus him.
But is you getting some more dick? Is you getting some more dick? Is you gonna bring a man in there to fuck you?
I mean, well, we can't talk about stuff like that with me either. But we can stick to the original conversation.
But
we
do you agree with a two right street?
I guess it really all just it all depends. It really just depends.
I like girls. Mm-hmm. So I just feel like
you want that anyway.
What do you prefer? What do you like more, girls or guys? Okay. What about you?
Me?
Because I know you bisexual. So do you still mess with girls?
I haven't had the taste for a woman in a long time.
Like, when the last time you messed with a girl?
Oh, it's been years. It's been probably about 7 years. Mm-hmm.
Tell me about your music. What's going on? What's next for you?
The Mint music. It's the Mint soundtrack I'm putting out next. I haven't dropped music. I drop music all the time. But I haven't dropped the whole album since I was pregnant with Blessing, which is 4 years ago. Well, she's 5 now, but it's 4 years ago. So,
is that your main passion or TV now?
Music has always been my passion because I can write.
Right.
My mom was an English teacher. So it's kind of like I can write
essays,
paragraphs. It's just good. It's just in me to write. So that's my passion. Music is my passion. I love to perform. That's my favorite thing to do. I have never been nervous at a performance.
Right.
Like, Flo used to be like, we finna perform. He'll have us overseas with him. He'll just tell us on the way. We finna perform. I'm going to let y'all perform, too.
What's your relationship with Flo Rida now?
We cool. I don't have no beef with Flo. We cool.
Y'all heard about that lawsuit he just won. Wasn't it like something crazy? $80 million or something he won?
But you know what? When I saw that, I was like, real niggas get blessed.
Right.
Cause
that's a big
that man
check.
Looked out for me. I ain't gonna lie, he looked out for me and all the people that was on our label. He made sure we was living the life with Flo. We go to the club, everybody got an ace of spades. Everybody got this. Everybody got a dumb pee. Yeah, he just a genuine guy.
Yeah.
So I appreciate him. I wasn't rapping 3 months before Flo signed me.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
What was y'all relationship when y'all first met? Did y'all like talk or like mess around?
Nah, I never messed with Flo. And then the thing about it, he was very adamant about that. Like, when I signed to him, he wanted to make sure none of his friends was... He did that with me and the other girls that was on the label.
So he don't mix business with pleasure?
Absolutely not.
It get messy, too.
Ain't none of that going
business
on with him.
Pleasure get messy.
It get messy.
It get real messy.
It get ugly.
Right.
And he never did us like that. He made sure we were straight. He made sure we was taken care of. And I appreciate that now. I went all over the world with him.
Right.
So... I appreciate it. And then, you know, sometimes
you ever, like,
a nigga ain't gonna sign you and take you all over the world without fucking you.
That's true.
He ain't want none of his partners fucking us, and he want fucking none of us.
Wow.
That's real.
So would you ever like sign back with them?
Yes, I would. Because I feel like I got mad at them because they signed Gorilla Zoe. Mm. And they started putting Gorilla Zoe before me. And I feel like I love, shout out to my brother Gorilla Zoe. Because we got a song together now called What Would You Do? Shay Marie did a verse. T Hollywood was in the studio when we did that song. It's out now. It's
so
trending.
You rap too?
She don't rap, but I thought she looked like a rapper.
So you just put her in the booth?
So I just took her to the studio with me.
And she actually sounds really good.
She do.
She just got a break out of the...
Like, I ain't no rapper mode.
Yeah.
Right.
Because she got a really good voice.
She do. So yeah. The Mint season one.
The Mint season one.
I never experienced nothing like that in my life.
What's your experience working with Now That's TV? How was that?
It's a blessing. I will honestly say that because I like coming up with people. Like, I like building up with people. Like, they only been up a year.
Right.
And it's already, like, everywhere. Everybody know about Now That's. I had to, like, do my research before I, like, really did
work with them.
Yeah,
I've been seeing Now That's TV everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's like, compared to, like, Zeus Network, you know, a lot of people coming out with the independent networks now. Mm-hmm. And we empowering each other now. It's like so much money to be made off of having your own network instead of, you know, being signed to MTV or BET. You have your own network. And like you said, you get in the beginning of it, come up together, just like Zeus.
Yeah.
Zeus blew up.
And then the thing about me with reality TV, with Love and Hip Hop, it felt like an acting job to me. Because we had to go back and reshoot stuff.
Redo
stay on. They got the cards right there telling you what to stay on subject. That's acting to me.
Right.
And I feel like.
So what percent of these reality shows be real?
It be real, but they know how to set it up to get the reactions they need.
Gotta set that
scene
up.
Yeah, they set it up. Like, they know you into it with her. They gonna have you talking to her and have her walk in.
Mm-hmm.
It's just set up that way.
Right.
But the thing about it is, we have to go back and reshoot, keep our outfits, reshoot stuff, remember this, like what we supposed to be talking about on subject. To me, that's kind of like an acting. That's like an improv.
Right.
So I feel like reality TV stars, especially the ones from Love and Hip Hop, don't get their just due. Because we get the episode fee and everything like that, but they still playing me on Love and Hip Hop right now. I don't get no money off that. When Now That's TV, I'm going to be making money off of my show.
Forever.
However long I want to make, you know, forever. So it's residual income for me. I have kids.
Right.
They need to be able to live off what I've done.
Right.
They can't live off Love and Hip Hop.
They be cutting big checks on Love and Hip Hop?
They do, but you can work your way up there.
Right.
They going to try to start lowball you, start you low.
Start you low.
And then, but if they want to, like, every time they want to bring me back for another season, I act the fool with the lawyer. Like, I want this crazy amount to come back. And then we negotiate and get it to where it need to go.
What's your thoughts on reality TV now versus like years back? You think it's changed? The game changed?
Yeah, but I like it.
Like the new
game. I like this raw version of reality TV.
Right.
Because like I said, it's like kind of scripted to me. Like Love and Hip Hop.
You can show everything on Now That's TV.
You can show everything. You can talk about
do
everything.
Do they show nudity on there? You show
everything. I mean, I think they probably blurred out of respect.
They blurred out? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm like, what all
that? I don't think nothing off limits on there.
What you
TV.
Laughing for? Because you know you ain't got nothing on under there. You ready for that scene that you're not flavored. Nah, I like that fit, though.
Thank you.
So, if they were to do like a fight night on Now That's TV, who would you get in the ring with?
Me? Get in the ring with somebody?
Yeah, you would do a
celebrity
boxing match.
They must
have to
give me some Floyd money.
Would you do a celebrity boxing match with somebody?
Yeah, but not nobody from Now That's TV.
Who would you do if you could box any girl in the nation?
I ain't gonna tell you. But it's somebody I was on Love and Hip Hop with that I ain't got a chance to see yet.
I don't want to drop that yet.
Mm-mm. She knows who she is.
Are they still on Love and Hip Hop right now?
No.
Oh.
They a fool.
What you think about that Big Lex of Now That's TV and Jocelyn situation?
She actually hit me up after that situation. She said she thought she saw me there. She said she thought she saw somebody with a pink wig there.
It wasn't you?
I wasn't there.
Where you was at?
I was at home with my family.
Oh, you was at home.
But I didn't understand it. It was kind of weird how she hit me up about it. I'm just a real bitch. I wouldn't have been able to stand there and be like, you fighting the person that I'm...
Right. She
I double triple dare a bitch to play with me.
Shots fired!
Because listen, we not on Love and Hip Hop no more. This is real life, okay? So when she did what she did to me on Love and Hip Hop, she did that for a reason.
Right.
Because the production was messy. When I got picked for Love and Hip Hop, they said, I said, can I tell K. Michelle? Can I tell Jocelyn?
Right.
They said, yes, you could tell K. Michelle, but you can't tell Jocelyn.
Right.
And I didn't want to lose my opportunity to be on the show by telling her.
Right.
And it made it look like I was a snake candlelight.
Mm.
Because if that's my homegirl and I'm coming into her world, I probably should have said something, but bitch, I ain't finna miss my opportunity fucking with you neither, because right. I know you.
You need that
I know what type of bitch you is. You would have been hitting the network. If you all bring this bitch on, I'm not coming no more. So I didn't want right. to deal with that.
Yeah.
So I even talked to her on the phone a few months back, and we FaceTime, and I apologized to her for that because I feel like...
So y'all still be FaceTiming? Yeah. Speaking of that, you know, we play this game on the show where we ask our special guest to FaceTime a celebrity.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Is this right?
Hey, who is that?
Big Bang Bisha.
Big Bang Bisha.
Hey, Big Bang Bisha. What up, gang? Let me see your outfit. What you got on? We live on air right now. What up, gang?
What's going on? What's happening?
What's the move tonight?
We outside. We dying for the mint.
Yeah, all right, let's get it.
You know, Keisha was at my auditions. She came in the house. She been with me through this whole process.
That's what's up, man.
Because I be having to talk because these girls be stressing me out. Listen.
Hey, we got to get you on the show soon.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely.
Let's get it.
Okay, Big Bang Bisha, I had to let them know I had some celebrity friends.
Hey, round of applause.
You did
round
what
of applause.
I'm saying. They try to try me like I don't got a celebrity friend.
It's my sister from another, so yeah, we out here.
Turn up.
We out here in Miami.
We in Miami.
Love you. I'll see you in a minute.
All right, okay, so check this out. We're going to play a quick game before we get out of here. This is how it works. Take a card, pass it to your neighbor. Don't look at your card till it's time.
Oh, Lord.
Don't cheat, because I got cameras on y'all. You can shuffle it if you want. I ain't got them rigged.
Oh, shit.
Look, she picked the one in the middle. You iced up, too. Look at the ice. Show the ice.
Pierce,
I
see it.
She always iced up. Big down.
They always see it. I see this shit.
Hubby got
it's
you lit.
It's always happen.
Hubby bought that watch.
Like Hubby bought everything. Yeah. I buy stuff myself too, but I'm spoiled.
So
I'm
who
going
to go first? What's your card say?
If you've ever had sex with anyone playing right now, drink, player. Y'all bitches done fucked?
Nah.
Okay, now.
Well, how
matter?
Lie.
It don't matter.
They
y'all did. Yeah,
because
y'all know the team.
Oh, hold on. Y'all was all in the house together now.
Yeah.
What went down in this damn now that's TV
Let's
house?
Let's put it on the floor.
No.
They were sleeping together because we slept in the same bed one time.
They got in
the shit.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Y'all so
oh,
freaky.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Talk about we. Okay.
They so motherfucking freaky. There's no way you could tell me T. Hollywood and Shay Marie slept in the same bed and then fuck.
I swear.
I don't believe it.
If I kissed her.
And then because she was the same one talking about, yeah, I love her.
They
did like,
kiss or something.
They did.
We did kiss.
See?
In the shower.
No.
Then we kissed in the shower.
Y'all no. fucked. I'm telling you. I know it.
You kissed her lips or her body?
I'm like a mama to y'all. I've
what
been
did
there
you
done
kiss?
It.
Her body or her lips?
They so slick.
It was a crazy night. It was a drunk night. I think on the ride there, like, she's really, like, friendly, like, happy when she's drunk. So it
right.
was kind of like a friendly,
touching
like, you know.
Bit.
No.
They call me Freaky T.
All right. So what happened? Tell us how the night went. What happened?
Nothing. We literally got back to the house. We had a few more shots. It was, you know, limited bathrooms available. And we really just was drunk. And we just, you know, we got in the shower together. And we did sleep in the same bed, but I'm telling you.
Y'all got in the shower together and y'all didn't fuck.
We was literally in there just talking about, like, the show itself. Just
you're
bad. What up?
Can you play the song?
Bitch, please.
Why they lying?
Play the song. Why? That's who needed.
Why you always lying?
Oh, my God. stop fucking lying.
Okay, okay. Y'all didn't fuck. I believe that y'all didn't fuck.
I don't believe it.
But I think that y'all might have.
They agreed
like,
to not tell nobody.
And kind of messed around a little bit.
She washed her own body. I washed my own body. We got out. And I could see
how
it
looked. I'm looking at both of y'all right now.
But why did y'all have to get in together? Why y'all couldn't wait till the other one got out?
Yeah, y'all could have took turns. Y'all was trying to save
water. You got to understand, too, that we've been dancers for years. So stuff like that don't typically bother us. Like, it's
we didn't never have to take showers together and dance. Did you forget I was a dancer?
Oh my God. Stop fucking lying.
He said, oh my God.
Oh my motherfucking God.
But no, seriously. If I did, she's beautiful and I love Woods. She's actually one of my favorites in the house. I wouldn't say the favorite, but she's one of.
Who is your favorite?
But you don't like girls?
I don't have. No. I don't have a. See. Don't do that. It's a lot of.
Yeah, wait. You just said she's not your favorite. Who your favorite?
Right, right.
Y'all want them to a nails?
Here we on tour, but got to be glue spray.
Who you get to find with, T? I mean, no,
you
who
keep
get to find
saying
with?
We got into it. I did get into a situation. You know, you kind of got to, you know, subscribe to the network.
Right.
What's going on? It's a little juicy. But I really was focused, though. I really was focused the whole time. I enjoyed myself.
But have any of y'all got into it on the show?
No, she keeps saying that we got into it. I got to be glued.
I got into it with her.
Oh, y'all got into it?
It wasn't even like a get into it. We can't even say like a get into it.
No, I wasn't a get into it.
Yeah, it
she
was
just
just a little
getting
argument.
On my nerves a little bit. And I had that man.
Don
was,
didn't want to hear nothing.
Ah, sweet toxicity. All
right. What's Shai your
Marie
card say?
I think you got to get to know Shai Marie to understand her. Like, if you don't know her, understand her, then she will come off like.
No, I understand exactly who she is.
Like what? Like come off like what? Like is she bougie or like what she be doing?
No, you just like you can't read her for real. So you
don't know if she mad or not or what?
You really can't read her like real emotion. Like you think she's serious, but she be playing.
You don't know what's on her mind.
So it's just like she's a joke for real. Not in a bad way. She just play too much.
Oh.
It's a key.
Slow. I think she's a little slow.
Well, damn, T. Wood.
No, because she said that to me earlier in the bathroom. Like, we had a whole conversation.
I'm so with the shit. That's how them in there kind of bickering a little bit. I done pooped my phone. I was
like,
is they fine?
Because she trying to tell me something. But no, because she explains stuff slow.
Right.
But I understand her, though. But no, but don't just blame it on my understanding. She talks slow.
Oh, she talks
slow. So it's hard to understand some shit. But we had a whole conversation, like literally. Together. It was like a whole little 15-minute ordeal. Over the bathroom, and what we was even talking about? What was you asking me?
Why the fuck you lying? Why you always lying? Oh my God.
They is fucking real bad.
Me fucking in the shower, doing my makeup. I'm in the bathroom, doing my makeup, are you in the shower?
That wasn't what you were saying, though. Yes, you said something about, you're about to get in the shower. I'm going to go do my makeup. And I'm like, okay.
Because that was for the auger, and I was like, what's going on?
No, it wasn't like that.
I thought y'all was, so I started
Why
recording.
Why the fuck but you lying? Why you always lying?
No. We was both slow.
I'm going to show it to you.
What do you want me to say, bitch? What you say?
They was arguing back and forth.
They wasn't about to fight for real.
I thought they was.
You never know though.
I had to be ready.
You gotta have that shit ready.
It's the meat, bitch.
I love Woods. We wouldn't go that far.
So what's your card say?
I'm scared. If you've ever got into a relationship with someone you had sex with on the first night, drink player.
I need a drink.
I need some more liquor over here.
Because we had sex before, but I hadn't had sex with him in a long time. And then I fucked him this same first night I got back with him.
You know, some people end
I wasn't going to do it, though. I was like, nigga, I ain't finna fuck you just because we back talking and shit. Yeah. But I did.
Some people have one-night stands and, like, they end up getting with them. Like, I done heard married couples.
Yeah, I have heard that.
That fuck on the first night, they end up. Yeah, it happens.
Do you think it lasts, though? Because you don't really know that person.
Right. I mean, most likely it won't, but there are exceptions, you know.
Because once the honeymoon phase over, it's kind of like back to regular reality.
No, but that's so like, I don't want to use the word like traditional. But at the end of the day, like if you're with a person and you're learning them as you go, it kind of does like... You don't think it'll last longer? Like you're doing things together.
If you find out things you don't like. You get what I'm saying? Because you could have got to know the person before and figured those things out before. You get what I'm saying? If you know somebody beforehand, you kind of already know their tea.
Right.
But if you're just getting to know them along the way and then they end up, bitch, farting and...
I be farting all the time around.
Yeah,
girls.
I don't care. That happens, but it might be like a girl that don't like no nigga farting around her.
Yeah, some people.
And she might be disgusted, be like, I don't even want to fuck with this nigga.
And it's so crazy because it is making me cringe. I don't even like that word.
Nah, but if you are with a man,
for
that
real,
if
don't even say the F.
Nah, if you with a man you really love, you don't care if he farts.
Nah, I don't care nothing about that.
No, I do.
He can fart all on you. You won't care.
No,
you
I
care.
Do.
She
like
that.
Like,
why the fuck
you get mad?
Oh, so now I'm lying again. Lying? Oh, y'all crazy.
Oh my god. Stop fucking lying.
I'm so serious. I hate the word.
So if you was in love with a guy and he farted on you, that's like a pet peeve. Like,
on me. Don't fart on me, nigga. Like, don't ever fart on me. But you can fart, but don't fart on me.
Because it's just so many other ways to do it. So for you to choose to do that, like, right here and right now. Like
on me?
Why?
I might fight about that.
Like, I literally dated a girl and I would, like, fart and, like, go in her face just to fuck with her. Like, fart in her face.
Yeah, no.
Like, I'm, like, doing dumb shit.
You
like, that shit
you
funny.
Laughing, like, yeah, that
you
shit.
You would get mad at that.
Yeah.
We
wouldn't be talking no more.
For real.
Hell no. Word. Fart in my face.
You wouldn't even like me.
At all.
Damn.
Word.
Ugh.
All right, what's your card say?
Why is it always me?
Keep somebody next to you.
They call her Freaky T.
Drop the T on us. What it say?
Twerk for 10 seconds or take a shot.
Ooh, yeah.
Yes!
Put some music on.
Yes.
Put on. What you want to put on?
Yeah.
Hey, turn up.
T Hollywood ain't moving for nothing but real money now. Is this real money?
this the TV money right now. All right, that was up. What's your card say?
It said, if you ever ate ass, drink player.
You lying, for real.
If you haven't grown up, I haven't. I got to grow up.
You really ate ass before?
No.
You're a capper.
I thought you were just playing.
You're a capper.
Career. Never mind. I ain't even gonna start now. I was gonna say some messy shit.
Say it. I wanna hear it.
Huh? Hey, I'm asking the questions. You can't be in the. Nah, I don't like getting my ass ate.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
Yes, the fuck you do.
What the fuck, y'all?
Yes, the fuck you do.
Look at them over there. Put the camera on them.
Oh my god.
Well, she over here talking shit back here. Where your ass come from over here talking shit? Talk about I know it.
Look, Sheeta, he lying.
What the fuck does that mean?
But you know what though? Like, and I think that this is gonna make me look even more like a ass eater. And I hate that for me. But I could look at a nigga for real. Like, but I could look at a nigga already and already know like who I could play with and who really just not to play with.
Oh, damn, son, where'd you find this?
I mean, I've done it before. I'm not gonna hold you.
Oh shit.
Like
now hold on, hold on. Give her the mic for a second. Hold on, let me talk to her.
Come on, let's talk to
her. Big Sheeta, not the little one.
Come over here.
Okay. Well, yes, men like they ass, they just playing like they don't, but they do.
Hold on, get that chair right there. I want to ask her a couple questions before we get out of here. Bring your ass over here. She has a different opinion.
The reaction that you get out of it is like, see I feed off of reaction. I'm very submissive.
Oh, you like that.
I'm a pleaser. Mm-hmm. Like, anything that I could really make a nigga just,
I like that too, I'm going
to just do it. Yeah.
You know, you kind of resemble Sukiyana. You look like her a little bit.
You know what? That's the first time I've heard that.
You remind me, something about your face, you remind me of Suki.
No, I think you just seeing Suki because I eat ass. And but shout out to my girl Suki.
Shout out to Suki.
I'm with you. Yeah.
Hey, shout out to Suki. I interviewed her twice. She's super lit. But let me. All right. So back to you. All right, what's your view on this?
I like being dominant, but I like being submissive too, right? But when I can get a nigga to lift his legs up.
What?
Talk to a girl. Be like all into what? Me. And yes. And just, he's like a simp. Like, oh my God. Like, yeah. Oh my God, I can't believe you doing this to me. Yeah. I can't believe. Yeah. They love that. And it's the hoodest yeah. thing is, I promise you. So when y'all be like, oh no, not a real. Baby, I'm they the main
like
ones.
Real killers, like with they guns and shit on the dresser. Yeah. And everything.
They be right on my dress. Yeah.
They love it. It will change their life. They'll do things for you that you never thought they would do. Like, I promise you. Mm. It's different. It hit a little different.
Oh. So wait, all right, so how did you
get to grab a card?
Oh right. Yeah, let me take a
there you go,
hold
gorgeous.
On, I got another question first. So when was your first like experience doing this? How did this come about?
This was actually like with my man. Oh. Like, so how it happened was, like, you know, we were doing the regular, like, sucking, okay. And so then, like, I just literally, you do the trick, like, you move their legs up just a little bit.
Just
you
to
go,
see if they,
you hit
yeah.
that gooch part. But right. then when they, like, be like, oh, okay. And then they get a little more comfortable. It's like, oh, you like that, huh?
Right.
All right. So then, but you like it because it's very sensitive right there. Let's right. be clear.
The man's G-spot is actually located in his ass.
Yes,
why
it
do
is.
You think that is, though? Why is the man's G-spot
It's not
in
what
ass?
I think. It's what I'm telling you.
I know, but
fact.
Why is that?
And hear me go sound like an ass eater again. This is crazy. I'm so crazy.
I'm an
podcast.
Ass eater with you.
Yeah, it's damn. Like, but no, it really is there. You know.
I'm an ass eater with you.
It's okay.
She belongs to the streets.
Oh, shit. Now we belong to the
streets. She belongs to
okay.
the streets.
Okay. All right. Can we take it a step further? Because I see we have some different opinions in here. So we're going to go ahead and take it all the way.
Right.
What about like a finger? Is that too far?
I've done that.
I'm going to put a thumb in his butt.
Yeah.
Have you done that?
Yes.
Wow.
And they, but you got to understand. Like,
so
the
what happens when you...
I don't. No. Like,
okay,
that
so
true.
All right. So when you did the finger, what happened? How did that go?
The reaction.
Yeah.
My man in the back. Like, what the hell are they over here talking
it's
about?
The reaction for
real.
Yeah.
What up, gang? Hey, gang. Come on. Hey, let me get gang over here. Come here for a second, gang. Let me get big boy over here. Come
and
here.
Then you gotta hit him with the hook. Like, you can't just put it. You gotta hook
yes,
it.
Yes, you gotta keep.
When you
yes.
hook the motherfucker, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's where it's at. But what is your... Okay, hold on. Let's pass the mic.
Oh, shit.
Hey, bring gang in real quick. Let gang come in here. Let them sit down real quick. Yeah.
Swag.
Now gang.
Oh, shit.
Grab the mic. Grab the mic. All right, now. Hold on. Come over so I can see you a little bit more in the camera. Can we see him a little bit more? All right. All right, now, gang, you look like you a real nigga. You a real street nigga. You know what I mean? I don't want to fuck with him. Now listen, would you let a girl eat your ass, gang?
Yes, sir.
Hey, give a round of applause. Yes, I was not expecting that. Oh shit, we a movie.
Yeah, that's my dog.
Hey, I fuck really with that.
Keep that shit playing.
Hey, so you had it done before, gang?
Yes.
So do you ask for it or do you just expect it to be done?
I mean, it depends on what shorty be like.
So how you ask, like, damn, babe, can you eat my ass? Like what's, like, how you
nah,
ask?
Nah, I'm a dominant that? Nigga, so it ain't no shorty, you know what I'm saying, eat my ass. It's like,
you just put it
what
down.
Time it is.
Look, my man rubbing his leg. He thinking about that shit right now. He like, I'm trying to get my shit ate tonight. Which one of y'all with it?
Hey, you know, man, that goes to truth. You're...
What they call you, gang? What's your name?
I'm Kilo Swipe.
Hey, man, shout out to you, man, for facts. Hey, man, well, I had so much fun with y'all, man. I want to thank Don Peace for coming on the podcast.
No,
man.
Thank you for having us.
I'm so proud of you for
thank
doing
you.
Your thing in the industry, man. You've been killing the game. Like, you turning up. You real inspiration, yeah. too.
Thank
a
you.
A lot of
I
young
appreciate
women. You know, so many young girls in Memphis and all around the country, you know, dream of being able to be like you. So you really inspire so many, man. So keep doing that. And same with y'all beautiful ladies in here. Keep doing y'all thing. I look forward to seeing a TV show. Catch it on Now That's TV. Right now.
Subscribe.
And before we get
real
out of here,
raw.
I got to ask y'all, where we at?
We in Miami.
We in Miami.